into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can listen to all of our podcasts. And you can become a Friends with Benefits member, which is awesome. Everyone who's become a Friends with Benefits member is having better sex. They are having better sex. It's true. Because you get 5 shows a week. That's 5 hours of content, plus everything that's going on the website. We will single-handedly improve your sex life and entertain you. Together, right, Menace?
Yes, we will.
So please become a member and join us and support the show. If you've ever listened to the show, learn anything from the show, we appreciate your support so much.
And nude pictures. Do people ever send you nude pictures at feedbackwithsexwithemily.com?
Sometimes they have, yes.
They have?
I don't encourage it.
No?
I don't encourage people sending me nude pictures, but...
What kind of pictures would you prefer if they did send them to you?
I'm just not like saying someone sent me a picture of his dog yesterday, which was
really?
So nice, yeah. I think his
name's
Dan. Yeah, well, because I was talking about my dog, so he sent me a picture of his dog, which was a really cute dog. And I don't know, just pictures of who they are and whatever, but you don't need penis shots.
People.
No penis
we
shots.
Open it up. We'll see if
but our email is feedback@sexwithemily.com. And if you want to call in, if you have any sex questions, any relationship questions at all, we will answer your questions and change your life. 415-992-7392. That's our number here at Sex with Emily. And we'll be here till 2. Taking your questions. So, yeah, how you doing, Menace?
I'm really good. Sorry, right before the show, like minutes before the show, I was eating a burrito. Because last night I hung out with my friends, and they're like big fitness buffs.
Okay.
And I'm not saying the burrito is super healthy, but they were getting on because I don't eat till late in the afternoon.
Right.
Like all day.
That's bad.
Yeah, because I get
don't
up.
Don't you get hungry?
I get up super early. No, I'm just so busy.
Right.
But the problem is the reason I'm not eating that much, but I'm not like losing a ton of weight is because when I do eat, I eat a lot and then I go directly to sleep.
Yeah, that's not good, honey.
That's
you
not
need
a good
to
thing. So
they're
getting on me.
Are you going to have breakfast now?
Yeah, I'm going to try.
Oh, good. They have like a shake or something, like a protein shake.
Yeah. So they're getting on me. They're like, you need to.
You have to.
Eat more and change your style up. And I go, okay, fine. So that's why I was eating a burrito.
Okay, that's good, honey. You
right
got to eat more.
The show started.
I think you got to be healthier. It's important.
I'm
it's
trying.
Important to have 3 meals a day, and you have better sex that way, too. We know if you're healthier, you're having a healthier sex life. Maybe
that's good.
Yeah, isn't that good to know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on with you?
You know, a lot of things. I'm excited for my little road trip to LA, my big road trip to LA. I'm going to go on Saturday because I'm staying through the night, Friday night, to go to a
cool.
Wine
Where
tasting.
Are you staying?
I'm staying in LA.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm staying with a friend.
Oh, a friend.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, what kind of friend?
What kind of friend? He's my ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
Yeah, but you know,
isn't
I don't
think...
Isn't
this the one we've been talking about for years?
Yeah, we're not sleeping together, though. He just broke up with some girl, and
oh,
we're not...
Oh, just broke up with a girl, not sleeping together, ex-boyfriend in L.A. for a couple of days.
I'm not going to sleep with them.
I totally believe what you're saying right now.
Yeah, I'm really not. I think we're kind of beyond sleeping together. No, I'm serious. It's really changed.
Wow.
It's changed. We've evolved. We've grown.
Look.
What?
You don't need to sell me a bunch of
I'm
bullshit.
I'm not selling you. I'm feeling right now that I don't want to sleep with them. I'm not saying that it won't happen.
Yeah,
but I'm saying
I'm
that
saying,
I don't think we're there. I don't think we're there. I think
Whatever.
We're past it. I think we're friends. Like,
Whatever.
I talked him through this breakup. I just feel like it's really – believe me.
Wow.
I'm believe me, Manus.
Nothing.
But I'm excited. I'm going to be, I told you, on Playboy Radio and the Heidi and Frank show and have a bunch of meetings in L.A. and then drive back. It'll be fun. My little Minnie and my car and my dog, which is awesome.
Speaking about Heidi and Frank, I was talking to a radio friend of mine last night. And I mentioned Heidi and Frank. I never heard the show before.
Okay.
And because I was just talking about, you know, how we do things here.
Right.
And I was like, oh, yeah, there's the Heidi Frank show out of Los Angeles that does the same thing we do. And he was saying nothing but good things about them, saying that they did a really good show. So
they
I'm excited.
Do a really good show. Right.
So don't let us down while you're on the show.
I won't let you down.
Suck.
I won't suck. You gotta listen to it. It's on at like 10:30 or something like that in the morning. Okay. Or 11:30. So that's next week. So we'll be having shows. I won't be here, but we're doing some shows for you anyway. With some actually amazing shows coming up.
Really?
Some guests. We've got some really fun guests on the show. And we've got people who are experts in, this is going to be a Tuesday show, expanded orgasms and reviving her sex drive. One of the top questions I get asked is about how people can like enhance their sex drive or how they can bring the sex drive back, the passion, all that stuff back to the relationship. So we're going to be talking about that. And then on Monday's show, we have another guest who's talking about sex parties in San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
Oh, how about that? So I think we'll get invites, too, if we want to go.
Did you mention the other day, you kind of glossed over it, that you were going to an orgy?
I was going to a sex party. I'm going to go to a sex party.
Oh.
I should go to one in L.A. now that I'm thinking about it. I've got a whole connection down there.
Just go to a sex party just for, you know, fun of it.
It's fun. Do you want to go?
No.
You don't have to do anything.
What is it?
A man and a woman have to go together as a couple, or a single woman can go alone with anybody.
Yeah.
But it's like in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks?
2-3 weeks.
Oh, yeah, I'm busy.
Dude, you're so not busy. You just don't want to go. I think for this show, if you really care about this show, you'd go with me to sex
whatever.
Party. And you would use the masturbation sleeve on your penis. If
no
you
way.
Cared about learning more about sex and relationships, you would do stuff like that, man. It's just for the good of the show. You do everything else for work, and I just feel like you need to come with me to a sex party.
To go to a sex
and
party.
You need to use a masturbation toy. That's
yeah,
all.
What's up
I've
with
never
the banana?
Asked you for
I already
anything.
Won the...
I didn't see them at the ball yet or whatever.
God. You're going to push...
Bet.
You probably didn't read any emails that said that you should eat the banana already.
I did. No,
feedback
I haven't
read this. At sexwithemily.com. Should she eat the banana or wait until November to eat the banana?
Because there's cameras right now in the studio. You could watch me eating a banana because I didn't lose a bet, but he thinks I lost a bet about Mila Kunis going to the Marines ball with some dude, with some Marine.
Yeah, and you did lose because you said she's not going to do it. And
dude,
she
it's
is.
Not November yet. Let's
She's
wait till
it
passes. Okay, what else? We'll see. Okay, today's show, we've got a lot going on. We're going to announce the winner of our contest and read some of your responses to what are the top deal breakers in a relationship. Or when you're dating someone, when you meet someone for the first time, what can go wrong that you're like, oh, game over. Also, some topics include hand jobs, comparing your current partner with your ex, and getting him to go down on you. That's some of the topics in the emails. And for our sex topic, we'll be talking about his and her hand jobs. Find out the right techniques to enhance your handies.
Enhance your handies.
Enhance your handies. How, you know, Madison and I used to have this hand job debate that went on and on and on. So I just thought we should give some advice to people how to give really good hand jobs. And then we've got some sex in the news. And again, we are taking your calls if you'd like to call in, 415-992-7392.
Cool. I'm just tweeting it out right now. That's why I'm on my phone.
I know. You're not listening to me. It's okay.
I am listening to you.
Yeah. What's up with you?
Nothing. I know you were going to record some other stuff today, but I got to meet up with this band called Cobra Starship. I know you're a huge fan.
Oh my God. I've got posters of them all over my bedroom.
And then, after that, I got to go to San Jose. I'm going to go DJ a charity event for children.
Oh, that's nice. For children.
For the children's.
Oh, that's good.
And then
does it go late into the night? Like a DJ event on a Wednesday,
yeah,
Thursday?
Which yeah. sucks because, you know, I
know. I was like, how are you DJing on a school night?
It's for the kids. So they got to do it. They asked me to.
Okay.
And then tomorrow, I got invited to some a .com party.
Okay.
Don't know if I'm going to go for it. It's like a barbecue day type party. And then these girls from high school that I know that I haven't seen in forever. I took one of them to the prom. As a favor, and then...
As a favor?
No, it was
total favor.
She
was doing you a favor?
She just broke up with her boyfriend.
Okay.
And
you were like best friends or whatever.
Yeah, and then this other girl that's her friends, we were like flirting on and off like for years. But now she's married with a baby, whatever. But they're going to be both in town and they want to go party.
So where are you going to take them? We had a guy ask us yesterday where to go party. Where do you take them party?
Because I got, you know, because chicks, I don't know why, but they love, I want to go dancing. I want to go out.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when they're locked up and they're married or like other people, they're just.
So you got to take them out dancing.
And they want to go dancing and all that stuff. So I have a friend that owns a nightclub right up the street.
Right.
So I'm just going to say, hey, I'm coming by. And it was cool because I get to be the cool guy. We get to go walk
you
in front.
Get to get to the front of the line.
In front of the line.
I only roll that way.
I get, you know.
Drink passes. And...
No, not even. I mean, I get escorted all the way up to my private table, all that kind of stuff every time I go.
I
but I never go.
You never go?
Because that is just not my scene. And you know how many people, because, you know, we've talked about this before. I do that dubstep show.
Love dubstep.
So many people want me to do club nights now, and it's just not my thing. I don't want to do it. I keep on turning down gigs all the time. And
they
want to give me money.
I know.
I just don't want to do it. I still want to be out there.
You don't want to be the clubs. You got to go to bed early. I understand.
Yeah,
I understand what's going on.
It's not worth it to me.
No, I hear you.
Sleep is awesome.
Sleep is awesome. And I still have to get my new bed, which has been on my list for a month and a half.
I just can't
go to the store to do it.
I have the contact.
Oh,
remember?
Right. That too. Well, I'm getting a new bed frame, but I need a new bed too. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, we need to talk about that.
I discussed with the president of the company about
you. I love
you.
That you did that. Yeah. And I will talk the crap out of this new bed.
All right.
And I will have sex in it and everything.
I had the Simmons Pillow Top Beauty Rest mattress.
Is it amazing?
Very manly, and it's amazing.
Why is it manly? Is there a difference?
No, it's just because
the name's called Pillow Top.
Pillow
That's
Top
so sweet.
Beauty Rest.
Right. Okay, I'm going to check them out. So I'm going to do that. And okay. What else? I don't know. There's
a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all that's going on. Still, I don't want to go out, but so many people just want to hang out.
I know. I've gone through
it's
those phases before.
Right,
yeah, no, I've gone through those phases, and you just have to say no. I got kind of asked out by three different people tonight, and I'm saying no because I have too much, work to do, because I have plans tomorrow night, and I'm leaving first thing Saturday morning, although the dinner I'm going to Saturday night starts at 9:30. It's for a wine company, and there's a six-course meal with wine pairings at every meal. So how the hell am I going to drive to L.A. early in the morning if I'm going to be hungover?
That's
going to be a problem.
That's not good. And then also, another reason I don't want to go out is because I'm traveling to Chicago. So if we have any listeners from Chicago, feedback at sexwithemily.com, because I love food. So if they have any food recommendations out there, let me know.
Okay, I'll give
it's
you some
It's not in the
too.
South Side because I've been in the South Side and I almost died.
You almost died. Okay, well, be careful. I can give you some names too. That's kind of my home. I'm from Michigan. We live near Chicago, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've got some sex. First, I think we should do the deal breaker contest responses because we got some funny deal breaker.
Okay.
And we got a great winner here. Okay. We asked listeners to send us their first date deal breakers. The best response, we said, would win a sexy prize. We're going to give out that prize today. Okay, so here's just some of the answers to give you a perspective. We've got Facebook answers from Susie. She says, he must love dogs. Bodhisattva said, smoking or being rude in general is a deal breaker. Scott said, I owned a cat, but I think smoking would – he said owning a cat would be a deal breaker or smoking would be number one. Bradley said, getting sloppy, drunk, or smoking. People don't seem to like smoking. That's a deal breaker. Was smoking a deal breaker for you, Menace?
Smoking, no. I've dated smokers.
Doesn't bother you?
I mean, it bothers me. I think – I'd rather them not smoke.
Right,
because sometimes
but it's not
if they're heavy, they're heavy smokers,
right.
It's so dehydrating when you're making out with them.
I know. Yeah. Totally.
You're looking at the photo. It's not a naked photo.
I was like, what are you doing?
I have my Instagram open on the right here.
I love the picture that you took of me and Daisy.
Oh, is it up on sexwithemily.com?
Yeah. It's everywhere. Yeah. It's like on Facebook and all that stuff. Okay. These are deal breakers.
Okay. That was a random thing right there.
Yeah, totally. But here's another deal breaker. Not smiling or enjoying oneself. Being rude or holding my hand and telling me you'd like to have my baby. Wow, I could sell a story or three. That would be a first date deal breaker. I want your baby. Victoria said, actually, this is from a friend of mine from high school. She's so funny. Asking you to hide in the closet because the ex-wife is at the door. Or walking out in the middle of the parking lot and getting the pat on the back as a good night. So if he just pats you on the back and he doesn't try to kiss you, that's kind of a deal breaker. That was from my best friend from high school. She just wrote on my page, speaking of best friends from high school. Joseph said, a lack of preparation, as in using the phrase, what do you want to do at any point during the date? Even though we decided that it's the asker, I don't know why I'm distracted, right? The asker has to plan the date. Whoever asks for the date should plan the date.
And but I went out not too long ago, and she ended up having to work late. So all the plans that I made like got screwed up, and then there was nothing I could do because all the places they closed.
So then what happened?
I ended up just going to other places, but it sucked because I had like really cool things planned and
right.
then it just totally got thrown out the door.
Right. That's
and then
a bummer.
So I look kind of lame because I'm like,
no,
man.
But you told her that you had a plan.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
lame for working late.
It's not her fault.
I'm kidding.
Dude, you know how many days
late.
I've blown off
I have
late.
Too, honey. I blow off my whole life because I'm working.
Yeah.
Okay, then from Twitter, we got some Twitter responses, and my Twitter is Sex with Emily. These are your first date deal breakers, and if you want to call us, if you want to share any of yours. Says he is still married, but he likes me. Really?
Oh, no.
I've had that. I've had married guys to hit on me and be like, but I really like you, but I really want to go. I'm like, you're married. Yeah. I've been hit on by plenty of married men. That is very, it's disturbing, but it's true that it's out there that married men do. Many married men are willing to cheat, given the opportunity.
I'm sure it goes for women, too.
Ellie and the Sex says he spits, chews with his mouth open, doesn't offer to pay, doesn't say please and thank you, are all deal breakers. I agree. Chewing with the mouth open, not good. Douglas says being so wrapped up in texting or phone that interrupts our conversation. Put the damn phone away.
That's then, what I do. If I'm out with somebody I really like, phone is in the pocket until they go to the bathroom, and then I...
Exactly. That's what I do. Or I go to the bathroom.
But I always get caught that I'm on the phone.
I know. They come back and you're still on the phone. Or they're like, oh, someone was in the bathroom. And they come back and you're already on their phone like 2 seconds later.
Yeah, I put it back.
I always check the phone.
I put it back all the
way. That's good. Okay. Kneezer said, this is from Twitter, saying me and Aaron when you mean Aaron and I. So not speaking grammatically correct.
Oh, God. I would be so kicked out.
Okay. This is from, what? Yeah. Well, I don't see you not speaking grammatically correct, really. There's just some words that you say that are, like, very California.
What? My slang terms?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just the way you're like, hella this or hella that.
Hella. That's Bay Area. That's not even.
That's Bay Area. I just never say hella unless I'm joking. I'm like, that's hella cool. But I get that from
you're
you.
Not, you're not.
I'm not from the Bay Area. My formative years were in Michigan, yeah. And we don't say things like hella. Okay, and then we got some email answers. After a nice date, I bring her home to find out she is a she-male. My fingers are crossed, and I hope I win. That is from Mike. He's a premium member. And here's the winner. Ready?
All right.
This is the winner. I love this one. I had a first date 15 years ago that was chock full of deal breakers, including one, he showed up wearing a white tank top wife beater. Mm-hmm. Two, he dragged me to his parents' house so he could borrow money for our date. Three, he crushed me shooting pool. I got that he was good, but what's the sense in playing if I don't ever get to play? Number four, at the end of our date, he faked having to stop at a gas station to pick up cigarettes for his roommate so he could buy me a rose because, you know, gas station roses are totally panty droppers. Not, yes, all these things happen on the same date. That's from Beth. And she said
he didn't go to buy her a rose.
He went to buy a rose.
No, he didn't. That's
he went to buy cigarettes?
Nope.
What?
He went to buy condoms.
You think?
Hell yeah. There's no other reason. He just did that to cover it up.
You think he bought condoms?
Yeah.
But he was such a deal. He didn't even know that he was such a deal breaker.
Yeah, he didn't know.
And she actually wrote that she's waiting for a Friends with Benefits subscription for her birthday at the end of the month. So happy birthday, Beth. We hope you enjoy your sexy prize from Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve is giving away prizes every single week. So, and everyone should check out adamandeve.com. Every sexy thing you want to buy, toys, lingerie, sex tapes, whatever, you can buy there. And they are giving 50% off any item, plus 3 adult DVDs and free shipping.
That's quite a great deal.
That is such a deal.
See,
such
did
a deal.
I do that grammatically correct?
Yes.
No.
You speak grammatically correct sometimes.
No, I don't.
Like, yeah, you do.
30% of the time.
No, you do.
Okay.
I'm down with it. Okay, so that's it. So we have to come up with a contest for next week. What?
I have a funny story that happened to me last night.
Talk to me.
So you're going to be an iPhone user soon, right?
Totally. Like any minute because this stupid phone keeps breaking. Yeah?
The iPhone is an amazing phone.
Okay.
I mean, unless you have certain services, it does drop out here and there.
Right.
But I assume you're going with the right service.
Right.
But it has the autocorrect, which that does too. But for some reason, when you're typing really fast and then you
send,
you hit send, it will change it real quick and then send.
Oh, that's so annoying.
And they even have websites dedicate this where it's just screenshots of
like the wrong thing sent.
You know,
like
iPhone.
The time I said I was going to finger out my porn TV for you.
Auto type fail, right?
Right.
And I told you this before, but I'm friends with a lot of suicide girls. There's this one suicide girl that I think is like freaking beautiful, right? But I've never met her. She lives like over in Ohio or something like that. But my friends from this area are down at Comic-Con. Comic-Con is going on in San Diego
right now.
So they're all getting together because they get their own booth out there and stuff like that.
Right.
And they represent, you know, suicide girls. And they came out with this comic book. And she's in the comic book.
Oh, cool.
Along with some of my friends. And I was like, can you get the comic book
signed
for me.
Uh-huh.
And I at replied my friend, and then I go the comic book of, and I at replied the chick that I think is like hot, right? And I meant to write a huge fan from San Francisco.
Right.
And it auto-corrected it, and it sent it, and it says, Hung fan from San Francisco. And so it got sent to my friend, right?
Uh-huh.
Who's a chick, and it got sent to that girl.
And you didn't notice?
I didn't notice till like a little while later, and then I delete it real fast. But once you do those at replies,
right,
they stay there. Like, people can see them. So I was like, oh my
God. Oh my God, this hot chick, you told her you were hung?
I said I was a hung fan from San Francisco.
She's probably used to getting emails like that all the time.
Yeah, but like pervs all the time. Now I look like one of the pervy guys.
I know you do.
It was
so
bad.
Oh man, that is
so
bad. There's nothing you can do when that
happens. But then my friend hit me back. She's like, oh, I'm going to get one, and it's going to be specially signed for you, and blah, blah. And it's weird because I never ask for any of that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
People all the time, right. And I never ask for any autographs or anything.
I know, but this is a chick
and
that you like.
And this is one time that I asked.
Did you respond direct message or anything and say,
and I
like,
said, I go, oh my God, iPhone fail. I hope you didn't see my last message. Maybe it was a Freudian slip.
Maybe you meant to say, like, a Freudian slip is like when you do something, say something sexual, but you think you say you don't mean it, but you really do mean it. So, like, a Freudian slip is like maybe you meant to say hung.
No, I didn't.
It's somewhere in the recesses of your mind.
I did not.
I don't know, Menace, maybe. I
mean to say that.
Okay, you didn't mean to say hung.
But, yeah, that's an embarrassing story.
That is an embarrassing story. And I thought it was embarrassing, but it was only you when I wrote it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna figure out how to set up my porn box.
What we really need to do is actually record the show at Comic-Con next year.
I know. Comic-Con is huge. It's happening right now.
Comic-Con is so huge right now. Spielberg is actually going for the first time this year.
I know. Why aren't we going?
Big.
It's this weekend?
Yeah. It's in San Diego.
Okay.
There's Comic-Con in New York, which I've already booked for. It's not as big.
What is it exactly? It's like...
It's a comic book, movie, pop culture convention.
Right. No, I've heard of it a bunch, but
movie, TVs, all that stuff, and it's just amazing. People go there and they book like a year in advance just to be there.
Wow. Yeah. Well, we'll go next year.
And all you New Yorkers,
have lots of plans.
I'm planning on going out there, but I don't know exactly if I can go yet because there's another festival now in San Francisco that I'm gonna have to go to.
Man, you're busy. Okay, let's get into some sex in the news.
Okay, what do you got?
I've got a little bit of sex.
I got
some
a
news.
Sex in the news story. If you don't have it, so
okay.
I'm gonna see what you have first, and it's pretty epically funny.
What is it? Go first. Let's tell me.
Is it a Harry Potter one? Do you have a Harry Potter?
No.
Okay, good.
Which is surprising because I have Harry Potter fan interns. Yes, go ahead.
So I just heard the story on my way over here. I was on the phone, and my friend, she was telling me, she's like, "Oh, you got to mention this on Sex with Emily." There's drama with Harry Potter.
Oh, so and sad.
Because there's ads being played before Harry Potter. Because, you know, the whole new thing, it used to just be trailers of new movies coming out. But now they put a lot of commercials in.
So annoying.
Right? So a commercial that's being run before Harry Potter is a douching commercial.
Really?
And
why?
That's what they're asking.
That
why?
Is such bad judgment. It's all
so
kids
now,
watching it. Okay.
Now they said that... In the commercial, it all talks about the voiceover says, "Men have fought for it. Men have died for it. The power of the V."
This is so bad.
Yeah.
How does that happen and no one stops them? And then all these little kids go, "Mommy, what's a douche?
So
what's the V?"
Apparently, I haven't seen these ads yet, but some people have recorded them and put them up online. And it says, "The power of the V." And they said that one of the ads is a talking hand, so it makes it look like a vagina.
A vagina
that's talking, and they're
Bad.
So it goes through this whole process of like the power of the V, blah blah blah, and then at the end it cuts to a grocery store of a woman looking at a brand of douche, and then she picks it off the shelf and puts it in her basket.
That's really
bad. And
this
is before Harry Potter.
That is so bad. That is, I'm just telling you, the kids are going to ask the questions, and douching isn't good for you anyway. Do you know that? That, like, unless they're making some kind of new super whatever, but douching is like...
It's a super douche.
We have natural juices that cleanse you out, women, natural lubrications and stuff, that douching is not necessarily healthy. Just telling you on a separate note.
Yeah, so that's a new story.
That's bad. And I would hate it with my kid, and they were like, what's a douche, Mom?
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh,
I know
it.
You guys never take notes when I tell you to take a note, but try to find that story and put it up on sexwithemily.com.
Okay, we'll
you guys
take
don't
that
like
note.
Listening to me.
No, we do. We post things that you say. Oh, I found out that they do sell
the pheromone,
stuff, and it's supposed to work
just to
and be really
real
good.
Quick, I asked if on adamandeve.com if they sell pheromone perfume. Because that's like – or it's a cologne.
It's
I don't want to wear perfume.
It's both. It's like yeah. It's like bisexual. I mean, for both.
It's bisexual.
It's for men
it's
and
unisex.
Women. Unisexual.
So where the pheromone thing is supposed to make people horny, right?
Right.
When they're around you. But
exactly.
If it's unisex, then guys might get horny around me too.
I know. I wear men's cologne a lot. And I don't know why. I don't – it's not because I'm trying to check women. It's because I really like this Gucci cologne that it – it's men's. Anyway, I always wonder if chicks are going to be attracted to me.
So they have it.
Which would be cool.
Yeah. So they have it at sexwithemily.com.
They do.
Okay.
They're at adamandeve.com.
Adam and Eve.
Just wanted you to know. And it's an international phone number.
Oh, see? Wow.
People can call us anywhere. We did listen to you yesterday.
So we do have an international phone number. Anyone in the world right now can call.
Anyone in the world can call Sex with Emily.
Okay, cool.
Okay, got it. So, okay, another alleged Marilyn Monroe sex film surfaces. So they say that there is a sex film with – it's an 8mm version of a film showing Marilyn Monroe having sex when she was still an underage actress, when she was known as Norma Jean Baker. However, an expert says that's not her. The chin isn't the same. And the collector says in an interview that he wants at least $500,000 for the sexually explicit 6.5-minute grainy black and white film, which he said was made before 1947 when she wasn't 21. The face of the woman in the film looks considerably different from Monroe, who emerged later as a star, but more similar to her than more similar to the Monroe seen in her first movies. So hard to know, but a Marilyn Monroe film, a sex tape. People were doing sex tapes back in 1947.
On an 8mm film.
But they've been doing them. I've seen porn from the 1900s.
No way.
In my sex school. It's awesome. There's like porn from 1910, and it's just like all these people. It's like black and white. It's like the old black and white films that you see, but it's like people just like getting naked in their panties, but it's like moving really fast, and they're like in a car having sex and like wearing all these.
Wow.
The women are like taking off all their like layers that they used to wear, like their garters and their bustiers and stuff.
It was so much of a pain to get a girl's clothes off.
I know. It was a big deal. And now it's just like men don't even – they do one big thing. They just take it all off and don't pay attention to the lingerie, as we talked about yesterday. So, okay. More news. Couples and relationships spy on each other.
What?
A new survey by online shopping and review site – Retrievo found that a third of people in relationships have snooped around their partner's email or phone. Females were more likely than males to have checked the email or call history of the person they're dating. The number slightly evened out when it got to spying on children, though. Apparently, distrust of a child knows no gender line. So parents are spying on their children and each other.
Yeah.
Have you ever checked anyone's phone that you've dated?
I never checked their phone, but I did... I was dating a girl, and she was an assistant of a DJ, and she needed something because she was stuck in traffic. And the last – I went to check her email to get the – because she gave me the login.
Right. What happened?
I found her, like, talking to some other guy while I was at her house, like, oh, he's over right now, blah, blah. So
what'd you do?
Dumped her.
You did?
Yeah.
She must have been heartbroken.
What? She's talking to some other dude while I'm at her house talking about how I'm still at her house. F that. Remember,
when
I told you I don't take no shit, man.
I know. I've checked guys' phones. It's so easy. I've gotten
dude,
so much information. I've so gotten
many
like
people,
so much information.
You would get so busted technology-wise.
I would?
Yeah, there's so many things that
I know.
You put
I wouldn't want
phone,
anyone
in
like reading.
Email.
Oh my god, I don't want anyone to check out my text or my email. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, you'd
so,
be so.
I'd be so bummed.
You automatically would go to hell. You would be
even if I wasn't already going to hell, which I might, I'll go to hell. So I think it's interesting. I mean, I have spied, and I told you that like my ex, the one in LA that I'm going to go see, whatever, gave me his phone. I'm not in the mood. I got to say, I'm not into him anymore like
right.
that. Why don't you
Why?
Believe me?
There's so many lies coming out of your mouth right now.
It's not. I'm not lying. I'm just being honest. Like
you
I'm
probably
not.
Wouldn't even tell me the truth when
I have other people to sleep with there. How's that? How's that for something? Yeah. Okay. So So, yeah, I have checked. And I have to say that, like, a lot of my friends have checked. And you're always going to find something. There's always going to be something questionable, I think, that you probably might even misread it. So I would say that you should talk to your partner before you check their phone. And now everyone's got passwords on their phones, too.
Talk to your here's another big thing, too.
Go. Shoot.
I've definitely had girlfriends. They'll say, oh, can I have the login for your email or something? Right?
Really?
Yeah. And I go, no. I'm not going to give it to you.
No way.
Because, dude, I have every single email from 06
right.
in my email
right.
address.
Can I have your login?
No.
Oh.
No one can have my login.
But I'm could. Like,
no.
That'd be so fun. I want to see Menace writing like sappy love notes.
No.
You never
it's
do?
It's not going to happen. But no. I'm not going to give up my password. The same thing, like, don't give up your sex number and don't give up your passwords.
Your sex number? Oh, yeah. Right. Never give out how many people you slept with and don't give up your passwords.
And don't give up your passwords for your significant other. And just don't be shady and nothing will happen to you. You know what I'm saying?
Don't be
because,
shady.
Because they're like, oh, you're not giving up your passwords because you have things to hide because you're going to be talking to other people. The third part of it is just don't talk to other people and you'll be fine.
Yeah. But sometimes you talk to other people and it doesn't mean anything, even if it's another
that's
guy.
You. It's totally going to be
– what?
Sometimes you talk to other people sexually and it doesn't mean
well,
anything while you're with
I do that
with
for a
somebody.
It's okay. Sexting by minors officially illegal in Rhode Island. So they have banned sexting in Rhode Island by minors. Did you hear this? Signed legislation.
Regulate?
I don't know. I said signed legislation on Tuesday that makes sexting by minors illegal in Rhode Island. Minors who create and transmit sexually explicit images of themselves on their computers or cell phones can now be charged in family court with a status offense. And like the old law, other children or adults who possess or forward the sex can be prosecuted under the child pornography laws. In Rhode Island, can't sex. I don't know how you monitor that. What, do you just randomly grab a kid's phone? I guess if they send it to someone and then that person sends it to someone, you just have to be careful.
And somebody finds it.
Yeah.
Then
you're out.
I heard just in Philadelphia in America, everybody, because we do have an international phone number. What is that, by the way? 415, you're falling asleep on me already?
I'm
what's going on?
I'm so tired today. 415-992-7392.
Feel free to call in anytime. In Philadelphia, that you can't even walk down the street and text.
Right. That's a new thing, too. You can't text and walk down the street. What else are you going to do when you're walking down the street?
Which you know what? Even though I'm a heavy texter and you see me the minute the show is over,
I'm on
my phone. I think it's good for humanity to do
that. I do, too. Then you look up, you smile, and you look at people, and you check out your I mean, I have to say, even just walking, like running. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been running lately.
Yeah.
Or 3 days I've run now with my dog, which is three times more than I've run in like 10 years. And I like waved to my neighbors. I've seen all these parts of my streets that have changed in my neighborhood that I used to run in. And it's just like, you just see there. I have no cell phone on me. Your eyes are open. You're seeing people. You're looking at the buildings and the trees and recognizing nature. Like, get off the friggin' phone, people. Put the phone down.
It's so funny. I was joking last night with my friend because we were talking about this. And, you know, you see those photos of evolution of man where the man is, like, hunched over.
Right.
And then slowly the man is standing straight up.
Right.
Well, I believe if we're still on these cell phones that we're actually going to start going back slunched over.
Why?
Because we're looking down at our phone.
Oh,
and we're
right.
Slunched
exactly.
Over. So I think that the whole drawing of man will be
we're
going
staring
back,
at our phones.
Going back to
like
a
everyone's
hermit stage.
Exactly. You're right. You're right. Everyone's staring at the phones. Like, even people out to dinner with their friends, right? Everyone's on the phone.
It
makes me crazy.
Yeah,
I mean,
and then
this is
to
an
take
old
it
topic,
back,
but
yeah, but to take it back to sex and like meeting people, you're not going to meet anybody if you're staying down
exactly.
at your phone. You're not going to be able to make eyes with people.
You got to make eyes with people.
You know?
All the people, like the virgin who called in yesterday, William. Like, it's like if you are so distracted by yourself, by whatever you're doing, by staying on the phone, by emails or whatever, then you are not going to meet anyone.
Yeah.
Yes, it's true.
Can you do me a favor?
What?
Real quick, can you turn on the fan behind you? Because it's effing
hot,
hot in here.
How do you do it?
How do you do it? On bun?
It is hot in here, huh?
What's going on?
And I'm thirsty.
Take it off.
Should we take it off? I was already having a wardrobe malfunction earlier.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, my bra was sticking out over my shirt, and I didn't want that to happen.
Oh. Maybe you should take off your shirt.
I think I fixed
it. For
the
listeners.
Take my shirt off.
If it's going to be a problem.
If you're friends with Benefits Number, I'm going to get naked now.
Good.
Just kidding. No. Would you like that?
That's after you sign in, you see naked pictures.
After you become a Friends member, we'll provide.
On the back end of the website.
I do have these sexy photos of me that I could send. We have a bunch of cool
they're
stuff.
Not,
what?
Like nude photos.
They're
but,
not
you
nude,
know,
but
you
they're
see
nude-ish.
Side boob.
You've seen some, right?
Yeah, you see side boob and stuff like that. You should put them on the back end of the website.
Though you think?
Yeah.
Okay. Menace, whatever you think. Just whoring me out for a Friends with Benefits subscription. No, it's true. I totally should. I totally should put those pictures up because they're good.
Yeah. I do online marketing at my other job, just so I want to let you know. So if you want to take any tips.
Do you know that every single guy friend of mine tells me that I should put up naked photos? Like, I can't.
No, I'm not saying naked photos. The ones that you took were classy photos. They're not.
Right.
They would be like photos that you would see on the cover of Vogue and stuff
right.
like that.
I should totally put them up. It's on the list. I have to yawn again. Okay. I'm like yawning.
What's going on? You were out late last night, huh?
No, I wasn't.
Liar. What were you doing?
I love when you're like, liar. I actually did nothing last night, but I had to do these. I had to work. I was home. I did nothing.
Yeah?
I told you I was going to make you margaritas last night.
Uh-huh.
I didn't do anything at all. I just didn't sleep very well. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Today, like I said, we're going to be talking about his and her hand jobs and find out the right technique to enhance your handies. But first, we're going to be reading your emails right now. Okay. Hey, Emily and Menace, love the show. I have a question and a comment. My question is, when are you going to finally give Menace that alleged hand job? Oh, funny, because we're talking about hand jobs today. The two of you cracked me up with the whole hand job debate. Here you are, the super sexy woman volunteering to give Menace the best handy J of his life, but he always acts like a stubborn little kid who seems to argue with whatever you say. Menace, I love you, but why are you so hell-bent on ruling what I can only assume would be an epic moment of both of your lives? Let it happen, man. Wishing both of y'all the best from down in Dallas, Katie. Katie is a premium member.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Katie. So, Menace, what do you think about that?
Turn around the camera and just give me a hand job right now.
I would.
Yeah, right. You can't be doing that on here.
Why? It's a free. We're not regulated by the FCC. Do we have any lube in here? We need lube.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I got
Menace.
My burrito that we can.
No, you need lots of lube. Forget it, Menace. You're just
that's
people.
Your
so
one,
I'm saying you're missing
one opportunity to give me a hand job.
During the thing? During the show?
You're going to lose it.
I'll do it, dude. Don't threaten me. You don't know.
I probably couldn't get it up.
I can make you get it up.
I know my penis would be disappointed, so it probably wouldn't.
It would be disappointed?
Yeah, so
in the
it
hand
probably
job?
Wouldn't arise to the occasion.
Oh, my God, Menace. I don't think so. I think you'd be really hard.
There's no way.
Okay. We'll move on from that. Hey, Emily. But thanks, Katie. She's a Friends with Benefits premium member. As you see, her email was read first. We addressed those
issues. I'm completely
issues first.
Flaccid right now, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet I can make you hard.
No.
I could. I could talk you into it.
No effing way. Go ahead. Try it.
I could.
How?
Because I'd love to. I can talk dirty to you, but I'm not going to. Seems wrong. But let's just say that I could. I know for a fact that I could.
I know me. Like, I don't care about all this stuff. And I think people trying to talk sexy is so funny to me.
I can't do it on demand.
It'd be like Dave Chappelle doing comedy in front of me if you're trying to act sexy and trying to make me unflaccid.
Whatever. Okay.
Go ahead.
Hey, Emily, you seem to know what you're talking about, and you're hot. A win-win. So here's my question. Can a long-distance relationship between me and you work? Just kidding. Okay, I'm a 23-year-old dude, and I've been dating a girl from work for 6 months. She's attractive, funny, quirky, everything I'm looking for in a woman. But, there's always a damn but, I don't know if I love her. We lack the sexual attraction connection, a.k.a. lust. My previous girlfriend was the complete opposite. We would fight all the time, 24/7, but we were physically compatible, like a lock and key. We just fit together. Amazing kissing, incredible sex. So my questions are the following. Am I just comparing my current girlfriend to the old one? And if that's right, what's the difference between lust and love? And I want a real answer. And how do I break up with someone who's perfect for me? I tried and she cried, and now we're back together. Thanks again, J-Dog. Okay, J-Dog, here's the dealio. First of all, it sounds like you want to break up with her, and that is not a reason to get back together with someone because she cried. I'm sure many a man has done that. Like, many a man.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah, they have. A girl cries and they're like, oh, no, okay, we can try it out for another day. Let's just take a break. But really, they want to dump her.
No. I've had girls just bawling. Like, the water works like crazy.
And you're like, sorry, I'm out? Yeah. Like that girl that you dumped for the guy, for emailing another guy? The girl that you dumped for emailing the other guy.
No, man.
Okay, so I would say that they're lacking sexual attraction and connection, and I'm wondering, that can be a deal breaker. If I wasn't having sexual connection with someone, even if he was the greatest guy in the whole world, but like the sex was like, I would probably break up with them. But is there something you could do that to try to, and have you tried spicing it up, enhancing it, talking to her about her desires, her wants? Have you talked about fantasies? Have you tried to do anything to make it sexier? Because I'm not the one who's just gonna say, dump her, it's bad sex. Because I think there's always ways you can try to improve it. But if it just seems like she's just maybe more uptight sexually, or she's not as open as you are, that could be a problem. But if you think that she's just maybe holding back because maybe it's a fairly new relationship and she's holding back, then I would try to do something different. Try to bring in a sex toy. Try to watch porn. Try to ask her questions about what feels good. If none of that happens and she's not growing sexually, then I would say you got to dump her, even if she cries. And you watch the difference between lust and love. Lust is just that sexual feelings, and love is like true deep love. But lust is like something that really gets us in trouble a lot, which is why I say people should wait before sleeping with someone, because a lot of times if you do have sex early on in a relationship, you just get caught up in the sex and the lust and you don't really pay attention to all the other things. When they say love is blind, I think what they mean is lust is blind. When you're in the lusty phase of a relationship, we tend to overlook all the other things, like he's an asshole, let's say, or he's a jerk, or he's not a great guy, but you don't see that because you're having great sex. And oftentimes we have the best sex with the people that we're not most – that aren't the best for
us. That sucks.
So sucks.
Terrible.
Yep. Okay. Hey, Emily, your show is incredible. I've been enjoying it for a couple years now, and I got to say, love it that it's available more often. Excellent job. Anyways, a while back, you recommended the book Mating in Captivity. I downloaded it and really enjoyed listening. I'm not married, actually in a newish, less than a year relationship, just trying to be proactive. You hear so often about marriages with no sex or blowjobs, LOL, and that sounds like a nightmare. Do you have any other good books you can suggest? My boyfriend and I listen together very often. We are both big fans of You and Menace. Keep up the good work, Katie in Toronto, Canada. She's in Canada. Okay, so Mating in Captivity is a book that I recommended to her. I always recommend this book for couples because it really deals head on with the issues that people have in relationships of the sex life waning and being together with somebody, and why does it go bad, and what can you do to spice it up? It has a really good perspective. And if you're just dating right now, I would suggest the book If the Buddha Dated.
If the Buddha Dated?
Yeah, I really like that book because it's a really healthy approach to dating, I think. That's what I mean. And I think it's by her name's Charlotte something, Kazel or something. You can find it, If the Buddha Dated. I like that book because I am more of a spiritual chick.
A hippie chick since you moved to San Francisco.
Yeah, whatever. Honey, I moved here like a long time ago. I'm allowed to change. That's cool. You the same as you were when you moved to San Francisco? No.
Yeah.
No, you're not. You're much better.
I've grew up here my entire life.
You were in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Different. So anyway, Katie, I would check out If the Buddha Dated. If you want some sex tips, Lou Paget writes great sex tip books. I love her books. Paget. That's what I'm going to recommend right now. But I've got hundreds of sex books. But when I got to just name them, I name them. Okay. Hi, Emily. Love your show. Makes my day go by faster. Maybe my question is moot because I'm happy and pleased as is. But, well, I've been seeing this guy a couple months and we have a blast in bed. I can tell and he's told me that he loves me to get me off, which happens at wait. I can tell and he's told me that he loves to get me off, which happens a few times every bed session. I am happy to do whatever he wants. My problem is he has never gone down on me or even tried. I do not live and die for oral sex, but I still want to know that he is willing to go downtown. I don't know how to tell him this without sounding demanding, disappointed, or bitchy. I would love for him to simply kiss my inner thighs, but he's just never even headed down there. Any suggestions? Thank you, Alana.
Just tell him.
Just tell him. Alana.
Don't be around the bush. Say, are you going to do it or
no
not?
No pun intended. He's not beating around the bush. That's the problem.
Yeah. Come on.
Just tell him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just say, look, are you going to do this or not? Let's go on. Chop, chop.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I don't think it works like that. But I would just say, and I'm wondering if you've gone down on him. I'm assuming that you have. Mm-hmm. So if you have, I would say, God, you know, it would feel amazing if you kissed me down here. Just say, God, you know, it would feel really good. It sounds like he's not that responsive. And I don't know why, because I think that there are the men, like I've said, that don't like the vagina. There's men, you've heard me my spiel, but there's men who love the vagina and men who don't love the vagina. And I don't think that they're ever going to like learn to love the vagina at a certain age. If a man is not into going down there, he might be one of those guys. Now, I think there's reasons why men don't like it. There's the school of thought that there's this school of thought that the men who don't like it don't know what they're doing, and they're afraid that they're going to mess up. So I would say you could tell them, like, what, can I show you what makes me feel really good? And you could say, if you start to kiss my inner thighs, I'll show you what makes you feel good. Then there are the guys who just don't like it. They're just grossed out. They don't like the vagina. And those are the guys you need to get rid of, I think, the men who don't like the vagina. Are you just laughing?
I'm just laughing. Because
you're like, just tell them. But it's not that easy. You need to like ease into it. It's not that easy. Hey, Emily, my name is Zach. I live in Des Moines, Iowa, and I'm a senior in high school. I recently turned 18 this January, but I've been a fan of your show way before. Every time I listened, I was so engrossed to your conversations that I ignored my relationship concerns. Since the age of 15, I've been dating girls that were out of high school. Some of my friends told me I was stupid lucky, and my family told me the girls were desperate. In the end, it turns out that my friends were right most time. My family was right on 3 of the 10 girls. My questions are, one, should I worry about the reasons behind an older woman wanting to date me and pursue me and have a serious relationship with me? Two, could it possibly be that they find me attractive? And he sent me a picture of himself,
okay,
which I don't have with me, but yeah, he was flexing his muscles. Oh. He looked like a handsome young male. So, Zachariah is his name. Zachariah? It says Zachariah. Yeah, that's what it says. So, Zach, yeah, I would say that
they're just in it for the ween, man.
They're in it for your 18-year-old ween. I don't know. I mean, yeah. I can't imagine that when you say older, you know, are they 4 years older? Like, she's like a 22-year-old. You're talking about like she's 30. Yeah. I mean, I just think that like an age difference after like 5 years is not really going to make sense. Even when you're 18, a 23-year-old is a lot older than when you're older, yeah, the 5-year age difference. So I would say they're probably not in it for a serious relationship, and I don't think you're at the mm-hmm. point in your life where you should be in a serious relationship either with these women.
Do you know what I just found out, speaking
what?
About older women, that Justin Timberlake did an interview not too long ago where he said when he was 16 years old that he got caught in bed with his girlfriend at the time. And then they started putting all these the time frames together, because he didn't say who it was, but they think it was Fergie. He was dating Fergie when she was 24 years old and he was 16.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow, that's hot.
I fully support that.
I fully support that too. She's hot.
Yeah.
He's hot.
I'm sorry. There's a double standard. Like, older women with guys, you know, we just give guys, young guys, high fives, you know. But like, if an older man with a younger chick, we just think they're pervs, and I'm fine with that double standard.
A lot of older men are with younger chicks, but I don't know if they're pervs; they're just attracted to younger.
No, we're talking about like, you know, we're talking because it's always in the news now more than you hear about men, like men teachers with young underage chicks.
Right, right.
It's more and more just women.
More women with the young guys.
Yeah, with the young guys.
I've never done that. I almost feel like it's the thing I need to cross off my list. A legal young guy, like legal.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah,
I've never done like so much younger than me that it would be like, like a lot of my friends date guys in their 20s and they're like in their 30s. But
I'm sure that goes really well for them.
For some it does for a while. For they're getting what they want out of it.
Some fun.
Some fun, some good times. Okay, let's get into some sex tips here.
What do you got?
This is what I got. Oh, and then tomorrow's show, let me just tell you, is I'll get to that in a minute because it's not on this
all porn all the time.
No, I'll tell you. I thought it was on that page, but I'll get there in a minute. Okay. So these are hand job tips for women and men. You know, men can give hand jobs, use their hands on a woman to turn her on too. You realize that.
Hand job tips.
Hand job tips for women, for men. If the man is using his fingers or his hands on a woman. Fingers.
Fondling
tips.
Fondling tips. Yeah.
Okay. So here's the deal. Before you get started, this is tips for women when they're doing this to a man. Make sure your fingernails are trimmed and you are hangnail free. Make sure your hands are moisturized and remove any rings or jewelry from your hands. You always have to do that. Don't you ever have girls who like touch? Okay, you don't like hand jobs, but they probably hold your penis at some point with rings on, and it can hurt.
It can hurt.
It can hurt?
Yeah.
It can hurt. So take. Yeah. Okay. The basics. Rhythm is important. Find the rhythm to give a great hand job. Okay. pressure. A light touch is too soft, but a firm... We're talking about the penis now.
Yeah.
I'm talking about handjobs, penis. But a firm grip can be too much. The instant you mimic real vaginal snugness, he will be loving it. So yeah. Men like, it to be said, like snug, no, like they're in the vagina.
Yeah. Remember, I talked about this. Not too soft.
Not too soft. It has to be like hard.
Yeah, you got to get in the rhythm.
Right.
The Rhythm Nation.
The Rhythm Nation. You got to watch his rhythm too, though, so you can also watch him masturbate first. That's the, I think, before you do this, like mutual masturbation. Mm-hmm. I cannot talk about mutual masturbation. We should have a mutual masturbation month.
It's just like where two people are masturbating and not touching each other?
Or
they're masturbating each other.
Or, yes. Either they're masturbating each other or they're both masturbating at the same time. So I can look over and be like, oh, that's how you do it. So I'll do like a variation of that. Like I get what you need because men are all different. What makes them masturbate? It's true. What makes them ejaculate and masturbate? They all masturbate differently. So if they masturbate differently and you're watching them, then there's different ways that you can learn. Like I can't explain it exactly, but I just know the different men that I've been with that there's like different things they need. Okay. So most people stroke northward towards the belly button. This is great, but try other angles to change up the sensation. Try stroking west or south. But be careful. Some guys are strictly into the northward stroke.
The northward? What?
Like north.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Instead of like west and east. I'm like this. I should have brought in – we were going to bring in a vibrator so I could actually
show
stimulate.
How it goes
but then
out.
I didn't know if I felt like doing that. But I'm doing it anyway.
I guess it's on video, everybody.
Okay. This is on video, everyone. You can watch this right now. Okay. So wetness, a hand job gets really going when you use lube. It's all about lube. It's all about lube. It's all about lube. I cannot say that enough. So the trigger points of a male penis, which are is the ridge, the V-spot, and the head. Okay?
Yeah.
So the ridge is the tender ridge that encircles the base of the head where it meets the shaft. So it's like your head. Do you know that's really sensitive?
Yeah, I do.
You
because
do.
I have a penis.
Well, Menace, I never know with you. Like, I always feel like you're different. Like the things that might feel good for most men don't feel good for you.
Yeah, no, that's the focus point of everything.
The ridge, the
area that you were talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I know that now, but I didn't always know that. Okay, then there's the frenulum. Do you know where that is?
No.
Or the V-spot is the ultra-sensitive skin that forms a V on the underside of the penis between the head and the shaft. Does that make sense? So, okay, this is your penis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's like super bigger than this. But if this is it and it's coming out of your body, it's right here. It's the under part. The under part of the penis. It's the most sensitive.
It is.
Is it?
How's this not common knowledge?
It's not. Dude, it's not common knowledge.
It's common knowledge for men, but not women.
Not women. We're helping women now. Like, that is the most sensitive. Wouldn't you want a woman to pay attention to that part?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're saying that a man would know his body more than a woman, right? Is that what you're saying right now?
I'm saying that a lot.
So you're kind of implying like to
don't try to bring up the hand job
to please a man. No, I'm not talking about a hand job, but I'm just talking about, you know, all these blowjob classes that women try to teach. Yeah, they don't have penises. They don't know.
Yeah, but dude, if you see enough penises, you know what you're doing. It's not that hard.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, do you do?
No.
Yeah.
Don't think so.
I do think so. Okay. Basic grips. Not every grip will work for every guy, so be sure to improvise and find your favorites, okay? So the okay sign is the most natural grip. Make the okay sign with your fingers, you know the okay sign. Index or middle finger wrap around his penis. With this grip, you can travel the entire length of the penis. Then there's the sausage wrap.
The sausage wrap?
Yeah, there's special names. Enclose his shaft with all five of your fingers with your thumb at the top. Or reposition your hands so your thumb is at the bottom of a shaft. Try these grips using two hands. Be careful not to lose balance. See, that's the thing. Don't you usually masturbate with one hand? With a woman, you could use two hands. Both hands.
Two hands.
Like.
Yeah.
Grip it with the, okay. Or you hold them around the base of the shaft. As you glide your fingers up over the head of his penis, tighten your grip. Before you head back down, loosen your fingers. So it's like you vary the pressure. Like, so make it hard and then make it soft. Like, hard on the way up, soft on the way back down. Isn't that kind of a common thing, too, for men? Like,
Yeah.
I don't think everyone knows that. Would you like to explain that? Harder on the way up, but softer on the way down.
Yeah, so, no.
But I don't think all women know that.
No, they don't. But as long as it's not, like, super...
This is going to help men, legions of men. I'm telling them exactly what women need to... What they need to... Women need to do.
Another,
it's so obvious to you.
There's another grip that's advanced that I don't think you're going to explain. Do you have your pen? I'll show you. And then you can show people on camera.
Is it going to be funny? Are you being serious?
I'm being serious.
Okay.
You have to put, it's almost like that, but then you have to put
like a
finger.
Can you turn the camera on you? What?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Can we do it?
Yeah, do it.
I don't know.
We should have the camera on you. I'm sick of it on me.
On you? Okay. So then.
Look at Venice. So cute.
Hi, everybody. What? I don't know how good it looks because I can't
see. Okay.
Anyways. So usually you would be like holding it like this.
Right.
See?
Yeah.
Everybody like that.
Uh-huh.
And then, but change it up and put this finger right here and hold it like that.
Oh.
So then you're touching.
The frenulum?
The frenulum, the bottom part.
Okay.
That you're talking about, that super sensitive part.
Right.
Like that right there.
Huh.
Do you see, or can you envision?
I can envision that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's good.
So like that, see? You're putting like some extra.
Who's done that to you? I thought you never even had a hand job.
That's a little
common. Oh, is that how you masturbate?
That's a common thing.
Is that how you masturbate?
Oh, that's how a lot of people masturbate.
I've never seen that.
You never seen that?
No.
Yeah, you put the extra finger in there. It's
wow.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you learned something today, didn't you?
I thought I knew everything. No, I really don't think I know everything.
Looks weird. All right.
You look good, Menace. No, I know. Your haircut, all that stuff. Uh-huh.
People got to see the other wall.
The other wall. We will have cameras in here, more cameras in here soon.
Okay.
Won't we? Then there's a twister. With every stroke, give a twist up and a twist down, the length of a shaft.
Okay.
What do you think about the twist? Feels good.
Yeah.
You probably don't do it. Men masturbate the same way every time, right? When you say pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of do. I kind of do the same routine every time. So there's a twister. With every stroke, give a twist up and a twist down. There's the double twister. You use both hands to twist.
What?
Twist together in one direction and then back again. Now try twisting your wrist in the opposite directions, but be careful because no one likes a rope burn on their penis. Then there's a turtleneck.
Okay.
Grasp him firmly just under the ridge and stretch his skin without gliding. Go up and down in mini strokes. Just under the ridge and stretch his skin without gliding. Does that make sense?
I really wish you brought in the penis, the dildo.
I know, because it's harder to explain, but I could bring it in tomorrow and finish up the rest of the tips. I think I want to do that because it's like basically time to go. But there is the next thing, all hands on dick. Put your other hands, like all hands on deck, get it? Put your other hand into motion on one of his. Press your knuckles, fingertips, or fists gently into his taint while you stroke his penis with the other hand. The taint.
Oh.
The taint.
Well, thank you very much for all those tips that you provided today.
And then tomorrow we're going to talk about hand jobs and women because we didn't get to that today, but we've got lots of stuff on that tomorrow.
Okay, good.
So thanks everyone for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.